that it looks like a red date. Can you turn red the lungs? Rashi says shenisheres bikrum atach to be ketamara aduma. Looks like a red date. The locker is kshera. It's still kosher. That's only the top membrane. Therefore, still kshera. In kiftitoi, what's going to be if the bottom membrane has a hole through it of the lungs? Veloy in kiviloy, but the top membrane does not have it. So that's the shayla megan aloy megan. Does the top membrane protect it or not? Samar says on this, pligi bo Rav Ada Ravina. So machlekes Rav Acha and Ravina. Chadama one says loy megan. No, if the inner one has a hole in it, that's going to make it a treifa. The top membrane does not protect it so much. The Chadama one says no, megan. The other one says yes, that the top membrane could protect it. And Zilchus Alokha is yes, megan, that even the top membrane protects it, that the air doesn't get through, it won't be done a treifa. Kid Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef says, the Yom Rav Yosef says, Hi Reya, if you have the lungs, Hi Reya, Hareya di Avsha, if you have lungs, like that makes a sound, makes a noise, the Avsha, like when you blow it up, the Avsha makes noises, Tachurts Mashma, something is bubbling, some air is leaking out. Rashi says in his Kishalevchim, when you blow up the lungs, Mashmoyas koil, you hear a voice there. Kilu ruach yesemena, like some wind is going out of it. So if you have this lungs, the asher, when you blow it up, and it makes noise, iyadinan heicha avshom, if you know where the noise is coming from, so mesvinan ala gatfa, take like a leaf, and put it, or take a feather, and put it on top of that makom, or else, or rake, or else put some spit there. So igila, if you see that it's moving, that some air is coming through, or it's bubbling there, then you know the air is coming through. It's like a hole there, that's called a treifa. V'loi, but if no air, no bubbling coming through, then it's ksheira. Now why? Even though there's some noise there, it must be that the bottom one, the inside membrane has a hole, so the top membrane is protecting it. You see, it's still called ksheira. But v'loi yodinan. Hey Chavsha, if you don't know where the noise is coming from, then the answer is my sinon mitichlo. Then you have to take a basin, you have to take a pot, and put some lukewarm water there, and put the lung inside it. So my sinon mitichlo demaya, take like a pot of water, pshura of lukewarm water, or my sinon lo begavo, and put the lungs inside this lukewarm water. So the chanimi law, you can't use hot water dekatsa, because hot water would make the lungs shiver up. The kriri, to put into cold, you can't do it, because cold water loy dimitarshe would only make the lungs hard enough. See, to become hard, you won't be able to tell. Elamasvina bipshure, so the answer is you must put into lukewarm water. Now, v'navchimen law, and now, like, blow up this lungs, inflate the lungs. So it depends. If it bubbles through, then it's a right to treifa. If it doesn't bubble through, then ksheira. Why? I lamaisa, though, you hear noise there, there must be some hole. So the answer is, tisoyinkev, it's only the pshat is the bottom membrane has a hole in it, but iloy loyinkev, the top membrane is still whole, still protecting it. Why the avshai, how come the lungs is making noise when you blow it up? It must be zika de bene benehu. It's the air that's coming out vibrating between the two membranes. So you see clearly still it's called ksheira, that we say the top membrane does protect it, it's still called ksheira. That's the halacha. The top membrane protects, either membrane protects it. There's only a treifa then if the hole goes through both membranes of the lungs. The Gemara says, Guf, Ahini sun kadiv shigildi simen. The Gemara says, Guf, what we say before, Omar Rava. Hi Reya, the Igladei, if you have your lungs, that the membranes of the lungs, Hi Reya, the Igladei, that when you peel it off like, it's Kihine Sumka, it looks all red, looks like a red date. So Lachos Ksheira, still is kosher. There's not cold, there's a neck over there, so the animal's still kosher. The Yama Rava says, Reya Shadima Miksasa. Let's say you have the lungs, and only part of it turned red. So also ksheira, still kosher, there's not a treifa. But kula treifa, let's say the whole lung turned red, that's already called the treifa. Price says that the whole thing turns red, then you have to be afraid there was a nekiv there. That's called worse. Oh, Malay Ravina LaRava. Miktsasa, my time, what do you say if only part of the lungs became red? It's still kosher, the hod rabori, because they'll get well again. It could become cured. It'll come back to its regular cover, column. It's something more kulanami hod rabori. Even if the whole lungs turn red, also we should say that it will recover again and become back to its normal. But Mila Tanya, didn't we learn? Vishash Gotsum Ramashim. The locker there are other types of creeping things. Shkots Ramashim. Achiyotsum Mehem Dam. That we say Yoni Chayiv on Shabbos if blood comes out from them. You have to make a chabura that blood comes out. Rashi says, Tanya Shashkots Ramashim Kitanim Gain Svadei Vedem Lem. Shairin Rach, the skin is very soft. So Chutz Mishen Shrotzim, Shon Kotchadish Shmoin Shrotzim, the skin is hard. Is they the Chayiv on Shabbos and Mishum Chayiv to hit them, not Chayiv? Achiyotsum Mehem Tipas Dam. Dam has to come out. Even though the blood came to the top and became red there, still that's not called lakusa. Why? Because since the skin is so soft, it becomes red fast, but it'll heal up again. Just even though the skin turns red, so what? It'll still heal up again. Yeah, but Vela, you see what? Pashash kosher moshim yoni chayiv if the dam goes out. But the dam just comes to the top, to where the skin is, even though the skin turns red, it's nothing, it'll heal up again. Maybe you tell me now, maybe this is Daima to Shemayin Nishrotzim. The Tanya we learned over there by the Shemayin Nishrotzim to have hard skin, they will learn Nitzur Hadam. If you hit it, and the dam and the skin became red, as if to say the blood is underneath it, even though the blood does not go out, still Yechayiv. So once you see it there, it turns red, it'll stay that way, it won't heal up. So maybe here also, that by the lungs, if the whole thing turns red, it won't heal up again. For the Moriyach, if that's the Svara, I feel a Muxasanami, that even if only part of the lungs turn red, also we should say the Svara, now that it turned red, it won't heal up again, that's a Trefa. And what if the insulation now? There's no difference. About there shouldn't be a difference whether the whole thing turned red, or part of it turned red. So he argues and says, even though the whole lungs turn red, so what? The mice are still, they'll heal up, and it's not a trefa. Yeah. The Yomarov Rav says, Reyesh Yoshim Iksoso, let's say part of the lungs starts to dry up. If it starts to become dry, trefa. The Kama, how much of the lungs have to dry up to say it's a trefa? Omer Rav Papi, Yishmei the Rav, Kadeshet, or else not know how much, I think, how dry does it have to be? He says it has to be dry enough. That when you touch it, it'll crumble up with your nail. When you touch it with your nails, it crumbles up. That's how dry it has to be. Keman, Reb Yosef ben Amishulam, that's like his shita. The Tanya we learned. Eizehu hi yivesha, what's called so dry that makes the trefer? Shim tinokev, if you make a holder, you punch a holder with a needle, v'yeinu metziah tipas dam, and no dam comes up, that's called dry enough. Even though it's not brittle yet, but if it's just so dry, there's no dam, then that's called dry, that's trefa. Rabbi Yisrael ben Meshulam Maimono, Yivesha means Kadesh Tei Nifrechas Bisiperin, means to say it has to be that you touch it with your nail, it'll crumble up. So that's how Yovah should have to be. Tzemura says no. Afilu Teimer, but even you want to say, we're going according to Rabbanan Shita, that usually dried up is enough, as long as enough, just as no dam come up. But Gabi Oizen Bechor, the Koshonet Bezika, Lehod Rabori, that when do they say they get so hardened that the dam doesn't come out, it's called the trefon? That's only by the oizen of a bechor. Over there we say, since there's wind, there it won't heal up anymore once it gets that hard. Avoreya, but the lungs, to like kashol be'avira, there's no air coming in by the lungs there. If so, there, hard to bury, even though it got hard enough that there's no dam there, but that alone could heal up. By the way, it could be everybody agrees. It's only considered a trefa that gets so hard as almost like brittle or crumble up with your nails. The Yomar Rav says, "Hi Reya, if you have this Reya, the Kaima Gilda, like the lungs itself now, looks like scabs. It's covered up with scabs. They're all scabs over it. That's called the Kaima Gilda. So it depends. Or else Uchma Yuchma, or else it's covered up with black patches there, or else chazusa, different colors of patches there. That's not a treifa. Even though it's covered up with scabs or black patches or other colors, still called ksheira. That's not a treifas. Amar Ameimer Mishmei Derova, a makifim babua. He says you can't compare like one bua, means like one bubble, to another bubble. That here it's a shaila, is it a treifa or not? So bua means sometimes there's a bubble on the rayon, so you have to check it out to make sure there's no hole there. So if you checked out one bubble from the inside and saw there's no hole there, that's no proof to say the next one has no hole. You have to check out each one separately. You can't compare one to the other. The Yoma Rova Hani Tati Uni. Let's say you have two lobes of the lungs. It has five lobes there. So let's say two lobes of the lungs, the Srichen Ladodi, that they're like attached to one another. They're attached to one another. That's called Tirchus. So, Les Lahu Bedika. You can't check them out. So we have to be afraid maybe the reason why they got attached together is because there was a hole in between and they got stuck together because of that. Therefore, Menasof, you have to say it's a treifa. For Lo Yamor Nelesh Le Kisidron. Only if it wasn't Kisidron, means the third lobe got attached with the fifth one. Avo Kisidron. But the first and second, the second and third got attached, Henry Vesayil, that's the way they grow. So then we don't say they got attached because there's a neck of there, but that's normal. So these are the main treifas they check out for today. Galat kosher means when they check, they make a bedikas pnim. Right after shrita, they stick their hand in there and they feel around the five lobes of the lungs to make sure they're not stuck together. If they feel that the lobes are stuck together, that's called a tesircha. So then, mikul halacha, if you take out the lungs, you could check them out further to make sure there's no hole. So glat kosher means you don't check it out anymore. Like right away, they're not stuck together at all. Once they're stuck together, that's already a shaila. So glat kosher is supposed to mean there's no shaila, was never stuck. If it's not glat kosher, it means that it was stuck together. But we'll see there are certain times that you could check it out. You pull it out quite carefully to make sure there's no hole in between. That's also kosher. So that's a shaila of a glat kosher or not. Right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side, so wait till the end of the tape and then turn over, we'll do the other daf on the other side. Just last Gemara again, that Nim Vav on the base was, that the Yom HaRav, Hai Reya Dikayim Magil Degildi, if you have the Reya, the lungs, that have scabs on it, rasluch muchmi, black spots, chazusa, different color spots, ksheira. Even though there are spots on the lungs, as long as there's no hole there, it's the animal still kosher. Omer ha-meima mishmei d'rova, means the name of Rava, ein makifim b'vua. You cannot compare, like two buas, two bubbles, on the areya, on the lungs. So Rashi says the case is that a bua, like a bubble there, Shenikva bread that made a neck and made a hole in the lungs and replaced where the tabach, the butcher, or the shaykh does not touch there. So you cannot be told that this bua came because of the tabach. Now the question is, we don't know if this happened before shchita to say that the animal is a treifa, or maybe still this first happened after shchita. So you don't know, so you don't have the right to take another lung like, another type of a bubble on the lungs, Lakim cut bring close to this or the make for it to make a hole there for Lewis to see in the Maris on the Kovim if they look alike. In other words, you first make this hole after the Shita. So try and tell if they both look alike. If they look alike, you want to be able to say that the first hole also first came after Shita. This is not a matter. You cannot do this. That's as loch of Ain Makif and Babua. You cannot compare like two bubbles when you have a hole in it. They said that just like this one happened after Shrita, the first one also happened after Shrita, and the reason is because each one is different, they have different colors. The Yom HaRav also says, Hani Tati Uni, the two lobes from the five lobes of the lungs, the three chaladot, like are attached to one another. Les Lubadiki, you cannot check it out. You have to be afraid the reason why it's attached is because there's a neck, there's a hole between the two. Now, Loyamon, this is only Seyel Lishkei Kisidron. Means the third lobe got attached to the fifth lobe. They're not attached, they're not really 1, 2, 3. Not 1 and 2 and 2 and 3. It's Shalei Kisidron, then we say it's like a Nekev. Avo Kisidron, let's say the lobe number 1 got attached to lobe number 2, then Hainu Rishayu, that's the way it's grown, that's the way normally, that's not called the Sircha, that's not called the Trefa. And Rashi says, the Pshat is that Zu Magina Zu, one lobe protects the other one. V'hadra Bore, and then it'll heal up again. So even though there is a Nekev there, still, since they stay attached one to another, they don't move around that much, here it's hard to borrow, become healthy again. Now we're holding on top of that Mem Zayin Amar Aleph.